Grant of Lloyd Zimmerman first presented his opera Die Soldaten, The Soldiers, to the Cologne Opera House in 1965. It was rejected as unperformable. A toothy, atonal composition, its music was extremely demanding. Scored for a 110-piece orchestra, a jazz band, and a cast of 40 singers, actors, and dancers, it required enormous performing forces. The subject matter seemed unremarkable. A girl named Marie is engaged to a merchant named Stolzius, but she attracts the attention of Baron Desport, an immoral army officer. But Zimmerman's narrative plays with conventions of time. The past, present, and future take place all at once, within the same scenes. Zimmerman's production also played with space. Rather than a typical opera proscenium, he wanted a setting where he could physically place the scenes in the past, present, and future alongside each other on the stage.
408, haben wir auch noch.
Uwe Gorecki is supervising the construction of the stage. He's one of the head carpenters for this production of Die Soldaten, which originated in Germany 2 years ago. He agrees that this long, narrow strip, around 5 feet high, has more in common with fashion runways than an opera house.
Yeah, it is a catwalk, absolutely. Stage is a catwalk.
The stage is about 10 feet wide, 250 feet long, with a 100-foot T-section at one end. It was shipped to New York in 6 40-foot containers. Painters touch up the sides, made to look like aging iron girders, and polish the floor laid on top, made of marble tiles.
That looks a lot better. Awesome.
The stage also serves the story of Die Soldaten. Betrayed by Baron Desport, Marie descends into prostitution. The strip of a stage with no backdrop makes her seem more exposed, an object on display.
It's audience right and left and behind us and in front of us. It helps to make the thing thrilling and interesting.
Claudia Berensky, who also starred in the German production 2 years ago, sings the role of Marie.
It makes everybody feel the same. They feel themselves being Marie in the end.
The seating straddles both sides of the runway. It's mounted on a raked, 21-foot tall, motorized steel raised platform. It moves up and down the opera stage on tracks, three on either side. It took massive feats of carpentry to get the rostrum rolling.
When we hit the go button, we're moving 250,000 pounds down the track.
Jeff Turner, the lead American carpenter, says the biggest challenge was laying the tracks across the historic armory's wooden floor.
The railroad tracks, they have to be within a millimeter in height. And over the entire floor here in the armory, it's plus or minus 4 inches is the spread. We had two guys that all they did was level. That's what they did for 5 days, was take crowbars and a laser and level the tracks.
The system was tested by using orange plastic barriers, the kind used in road work, filled with water to approximate the audience's weight. 980 people at 180 pounds apiece. Then plastic stadium seats were installed. They may be basic, but Gorecki promises a smooth ride.
It is a very smooth ride, and it's astonishingly quiet. It is more like a BMW than a Volkswagen, yeah. I would say it's more like a hybrid car.
For safety reasons, theatergoers will need to stay seated, aside from the intermission, for the entire 2.5-hour performance. In the end, Bernd Alois Zimmermann not only got a production in keeping with his ideals, he got a captive audience in the bargain. For WNYC, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli.